Well, there are lots of reasons to be critical for preachers these days, and I am not going to open up the floor for discussion. But one justifiable critique that I've heard of Generation X clergy like myself and those younger, the millennials, is that sometimes we preach a feel-good gospel message. We tend to focus on faith as a means to wholeness, and sometimes we tend to kind of sidestep the hard call of the gospel. And I know that I can probably be faulted sometimes for erring too much in that direction, although this is partly because I have found the way of Jesus to be one that also leads to emotional and spiritual wholeness as well as holiness. But you can relax because you're not going to hear a feel-good sermon this morning. This is Palm and Passion Sunday, and this Sunday launches us into Holy Week with the difficult and challenging question of commitment. Will we claim Jesus as our Lord and King or not? Dorothy Sayers, a famous British mystery author and a Christian, she liked to point out that although that first Holy Week happened so many centuries ago, we're really not so very far away. She said God was executed by people painfully like us, in a society very similar to our own, by a corrupt church, a timid politician, and a fickle proletariat led by professional agitators. And you can't help when you hear those two gospel readings, right? You can't help but see the contrast in people's responses to Jesus. Those, the crowds in Jerusalem that were greeting Jesus as their king and waving palm branches, and those who, you know, a few days later were there in Jerusalem calling for Jesus' blood. In these two gospel readings, we see, you know, some possible responses to Jesus, to acclaim him, to reject him, and even a third possible response, because, you know, it is possible that some of the people who were waving palm branches on Palm Sunday were also there calling for Jesus' blood a few days later. All of these responses to Jesus, those who mocked him on the cross, those who acclaimed him, they raise for us the troubling question of commitment and what each of us are going to make of Jesus, what each of us are going to do with and about him. And it's a hard question because the truth is we all want to be our own Lord. We want to be our own master. It's human to want our own way, but Jesus says that if we are to be his disciple, then he alone is meant to be the Lord of our life. He is King of kings and Lord of lords, and while that truth is really easy to sing, we've got some great hymns, it's a reality that's hard to live out in practice. I remember quite some time ago noticing a woman who was wearing a very unusual, it was a large cross, it was a beautiful cross. It looked as though somebody had taken a tiny, tiny wire and wrapped it around hundreds and hundreds of times in the shape of a cross. It was very delicate. And it's a very striking cross. I said to her, it's beautiful. And, you know, you should never ask this question, but I did. I said, are you a Christian? And she said, oh no, I'm not religious. It's just for decoration. It's just for fun. And I knew what she meant, right? I knew what she meant. But still, when we contemplate the cross at Calvary on which Jesus died, God really does invite us to go deeper than faith as a kind of decoration. During Holy Week, we're asked to examine once again the nature of our commitment to Jesus. God is inviting us to hear afresh this week Jesus' call to take up our cross and to follow him. As we journey with Jesus and share with him the Last Supper on Maundy Thursday, as we wait at the foot of the cross on Good Friday, and as we celebrate on Easter Sunday, we are invited by God to go a little deeper. Maybe we're not sure about Jesus, and we realize during Holy Week that we have questions that we really need to explore. And if that's you, I invite you to come and to talk to me after the service so we can find a place and a way for those questions to surface. Maybe you're here and you are ready to follow Jesus, or maybe you want an opportunity to renew and refresh that commitment. Maybe you've been following Jesus since childhood, and it's simply one more opportunity to affirm your devotion to him. But I think this decision to follow Jesus is something that it is healthy for us to do again and again. Frederick Buchner once said, "If you tell me Christian commitment is a kind of thing that has happened to you once and for all, like some kind of spiritual plastic surgery, I say, go on, go on. You're either pulling the wool over your own eyes or you're trying to pull it over mine. Every morning, you should wake up in your bed and ask yourself, can I believe it all again today?" Now, I don't think most of us have time in our lives for this scale of soul searching. I know that when Mike and I wake up in the morning, the big question in our minds is, are we going to get the kids out the door in time to catch the bus? But I do think it's a question that is important to ask at least once a year. And this is the opportunity, really, that Holy Week provides us with each year. It's an opportunity to ask ourselves this question of, what am I going to do with Jesus? What is my commitment to him? And which is why it's so important for us to mark each step of Holy Week together as a community. And I encourage you in the midst of your busy lives to carve out some time this week, Maundy, Thursday, Good Friday, or some time on your own if you're unable to come to the services, to sit with this question that Palm and Passion Sunday sort of leaves hanging before us in these readings. This question, namely, is Jesus your Lord? Because if you want to walk the way of faith, at some point, that is a question that you're going to have to answer in your life. The triumphal entry into Jerusalem invites us to re-examine our understanding of Jesus and our commitment to him. As we see the crowds melt away as the week becomes more difficult and the challenges to commitment become more intense, we are invited by God to ask ourselves again, have I made Jesus king for a day or Lord of my life? Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Living Lord God, this is an awkward and a difficult Sunday as we move so quickly from the celebration of your sons being acclaimed by so many as king, their joyful celebration of him, and then within a moment's breath, the passion, his suffering, and his self-offering on the cross. And we heard in these readings all the many possible different responses to your son and to his gospel call to take up our cross and to follow him as our Lord and as our King. And Father, we leave this question hanging in our hearts and in our minds as we stand at the threshold of Holy Week. I thank you for each person here, for whatever stage they are in their journey, whatever place they are in answering that question in their lives. And I pray for your grace and your mercy. With whatever questions they have, whatever pain or hurts they bring, whatever hopes and fears. For all of us, I pray that through our times of devotion together and privately. And as we sit with this question, Father, that your Holy Spirit would refresh us and renew us and breathe life and faith into all our lives. And we pray this with hope in your Son's name. Amen.